The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. For over 100 years, Citizens Bank and Trust has been a stable and reliable banking partner in our community. Now in our third generation of family ownership, we strive daily to honor the legacy and traditions created by our founder, Mr. Lap Maxey, by providing outstanding service to our customers and the community. While other banks have changed names, consolidated, closed branches, and scaled back services, Citizens Bank and Trust has continued to expand and grow. We have offices throughout Polk County with additional locations in Dade City, Valrico, and our newest office in Plant City. Whether you prefer to bank in person, online, or on the go, our dedicated team of banking professionals is here to help. I invite you to visit citizens-bank.com to find the office nearest you. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we are proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Investment advisory products and services not FDIC insured, not a deposit, not guaranteed, may lose value.
On today's episode, I speak with Justin LaFaire with Visit Central Florida. Justin tells us about all that the Welcome Center offers, the inside scoop on the incredible Water Ski Sports Hall of Fame, and much more. Well, Justin, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm excited to jump into this conversation. This season of the podcast, we've been talking a lot about lakeside lifestyle.
Okay.
And I know you guys have been knee deep in that with the World Water Ski Show that was last week. That was last week, right? Feels like
it
an eternity ago.
Just a few days ago, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously, you guys have been no stranger to this topic lately. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I know I reached out to you to talk about the Water Ski Hall of Fame at Visit Central Florida, but to also just tell us a little bit about yourself and anything you want to share. So we'll kind of get started with you telling us a little bit about you and how you came to Polk County and things like that.
Awesome. Much like a lot of people in Polk County, I'm not native to Florida or Polk County. I was born up north in New Hampshire in the New England area, about 15 minutes outside of Manchester. So I remember the snow. I remember the cold.
Love it.
Don't necessarily miss it,
but
I remember it well. We moved down here when I was 5, so I've grown up in Polk County. This is pretty much all I've known.
Mm-hmm.
And, New Hampshire's my hometown, but this is home.
Yeah.
I mean, and it has been for over 30 years of my life. So
right.
It's where I grew up, went to high school here in Winter Haven.
Okay.
Attended college just on the other side of the county in Lakeland at Florida Southern.
Nice.
Met my beautiful wife there in college.
Oh, good.
Married, and now we've got a beautiful 4-year-old daughter that was born in Lakeland, and we've put down roots and are raising our daughter here. So
that's awesome.
We love it here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and we're obviously glad to have you. And I was talking to you before we started recording about, being a northerner, so it's a little bit of a love-hate relationship there with that weather and stuff.
But. It is. It is. I know a lot of people are fed up with the humidity and the heat of Florida, especially in the summer months, June and July time frame, but like I said, growing up down here, my blood is very thin, so I'm okay with the heat. I'd much rather sweat than be slipping and sliding on ice and snow.
Right. It's interesting that the longer you're here, like you're not as, I don't even know what the term is, not immune to it. I don't know. But when I came here when I was 10, I remember, in January we were swimming in the pool. Like this is not, this isn't cold or anything. And now, in January, I'm like, no, I can't handle it, because the heat gets to you, you're not as, it's not as easy to be out in the cold or cold. The definition of cold really changes the longer you're here, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely. It does. I think a lot of us that have been here for much like yourself and I, a while, so to speak, are looking forward to the cold, if you will.
Yes, quote unquote, for sure.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah.
In Florida, or what Florida has, maybe one or two days a year. But, you know, those nights when it's 50 degrees outside and
so wonderful
sun setting over many of the lakes here in Polk County and Winter Haven, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. And it's, you know, I know you remember from being up north as well, that usually for months out of the year, it's very gray.
Yes.
And you don't see the sun for a while. So there's some give and take
there is,
from a weather
sure.
standpoint yeah. of being in Florida. So I'll definitely take what we have.
I think so. I think you're right about that. Well, Justin, you know, I know that you work at Visit Central Florida, and I want you to be able to talk a little bit about what your position is, what your day-to-day looks like, and how you got there.
Sure. I actually, as I mentioned, went to college in Lakeland at Florida Southern and had the opportunity to fulfill my internship requirement with Polk County Tourism and Sports Marketing or Visit Central Florida.
Yep.
We're all the same organization, just kind of some different names.
Yeah, me and Ryan talked about that. I was like, that is kind of confusing. But
it is very. It is very. Now, thankfully, and we can. I'll mention very quickly, we're kind of streamlining our names throughout the organization. So you'll see Visit Central Florida pretty much everywhere. So we'll have Visit Central Florida as our tourism marketing arm. We'll have the Visit Central Florida Welcome Center, which I get the opportunity to manage every day. We can talk more about that.
Yep.
And then we'll have soon the Visit Central Florida Sports aspect, which will be our sports marketing arm.
Okay, so gotcha.
Visit Central Florida will be the overarching name.
I like that.
I think it'll help streamline things.
Yeah, I think
so. Make it
so.
Not so confusing.
And I mean, when somebody explains it to me, I'm like, oh, that's not confusing. But, you know, right off the bat, you're like, oh, wait, that is a little bit confusing. So I like the incorporating Visit Central Florida because I think across the board, most people know what that is.
At least it gives people, especially when we're outside of market, promoting our destination, which is what we're charged to do, and bring new money here to Polk County. It gives people at least an idea of, okay, we know where you're vaguely talking about.
Right.
You know, Central Florida to a lot of people can encompass anything from Daytona all the way over to Tampa, Clearwater area.
Right.
But you can't get any more central than Polk County, where our Welcome Center is on Highway 27 there. It's about 80 miles to either coast.
Oh, really?
You're dang near right in the center of the state in Polk County.
So it really is Visit Central Florida.
It really is. But if you go out of, like I said, if you go out of market and tell them, we're here representing Polk County.
There's actually a Polk County in Tennessee, I think.
There's a Polk County in Iowa.
Oh, is there?
There's a Davenport, Iowa. So
that could easily be confusing, I guess.
Right.
So we'll stick with Visit Central Florida.
I think so.
I like it.
I think so.
So tell us, Justin, a little bit about your position at Visit Central Florida and kind of what your day-to-day looks like.
Yep. Yeah. So my internship that I got back in 2007, so almost 15 years now. Over 15 years now. Excuse me. Was with the visitor services arm, if you will, of our organization. We really have four departments. Visitor services is the one I've been in my entire tenure at Visit Central Florida. Started out as an intern. After graduation, was able to hang on as a coordinator. And kind of things happened throughout the years that allowed me the opportunity to try some different roles within the visitor services department. Mm-hmm. And then my predecessor as the visitor services manager decided he was ready to retire. And the lady that was, quote unquote, the assistant decided she was ready to retire.
Oh, wow.
about 2 weeks later.
Oh, my gosh.
So very quickly, I became the longest tenured employee within the visitor services department.
Wow.
And had the opportunity to wear the interim tag for a little bit. Obviously put my hat in the ring to become the manager. I mean, why not?
Why not?
And was given the opportunity to fulfill that role. And I've been there since 2014 now. So going on 8 years, almost 9 years as the... Now my official title is the Senior Visitor Services Manager.
That is awesome.
Of Visit Central Florida. And that I tell people that is a very long way of saying I get the opportunity to run our visitor center or visitor centers because we do have multiple locations throughout the county.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. So where are the other locations?
So our flagship center is in Davenport off Highway 27. And then we have a satellite location that we staff every day at Legoland Florida Resort.
I didn't realize that.
We do. Yep, right outside the front gate. And they're actually under construction for a new building there that is going to be in a much better area to raise our engagement level, provide better guest service, not only for the people that we engage with, but those individuals staying at the Legoland Hotel properties.
Okay.
It's literally going to be right outside the front gate just before you turn right to go to the hotels.
Gotcha.
If you go, you'll see the black construction fence.
Wow.
And that's going to be our new visitor information center. And we're there, like I said, every single day the park's open. We've got a staff member there for right around the closing hours because we want to hit people as they're leaving the park. Not a lot of people going into Legoland with their kids want to carry around travel guides and brochures and all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
But when they're leaving, it's our opportunity to engage with them and let them know where they can go to eat dinner or what they can do the next day in Polk County. We affectionately call it getting them to turn left as you leave Legoland.
We would love that.
Yeah.
We love when you turn left. That's awesome.
Obviously, it pushes them deeper here into Winter Haven and gets them the opportunity to try the great local establishments that you guys have here in Winter Haven.
Yeah, I had no idea that that was there.
Yep.
That's really cool.
And then we've got one more. It's a, we call it our lounge area. It's within the RP Funding Center over in Lakeland.
Okay.
Obviously being our largest convention center in Polk County. Mm-hmm. That we don't staff every single day because obviously RP doesn't have something going on every single day.
Right.
But we are there for their very high trafficked events. We try to make it to the majority like the Lakeland Magic home games, Tropics home games, and be there for them. But they've got some very marquee events. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, the quilting and sewing expo that they host annually.
That's a thing?
Is their largest attended event.
You're kidding.
They sell out the entire complex, the arena, the exhibit hall, Sykes Hall, all the meeting space.
That's amazing.
So we're there for that. And there are people lined up out the building and down the parking lot to get in for that. It is amazing to see.
That's incredible.
Quilting and sewing.
So I would have never guessed that that's the highest traffic.
If you ever get into it, you know where to go to the expo.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that little nugget, that fact. That's funny.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, with your with the Davenport location, you know, I have been a couple times and walking in there, you're like, wow, this is such an amazing resource. And as a local, I really have never been there. You know, I guess felt that I had the need to go there. But when I went, I was like, oh my gosh, wow, this is an amazing resource. So for people who are listening who maybe have never stopped by, could you tell them kind of what they would expect when they come to visit?
Absolutely. We recently changed the name of that building, much for the reason you just mentioned, Bree, that a lot of our locals didn't necessarily feel it was a resource for them.
Right.
So we just changed our name to the Visit Central Florida Welcome Center.
Oh, okay.
With the mindset of letting everybody know that they're welcome.
Yeah.
Locals, residents, visitors, whomever.
Right.
You're welcome. We're there as a resource, like you said. Back when that building was constructed, that opened in March 17th of 2007. So I started as an intern 2 or 3 months after that building opened.
That's crazy.
But that building was designed with the idea of so that when people walked in the front door, it gave them a wow factor. It gave them a incredible first impression of Polk County.
Mm-hmm.
You think visitor information center, you think like this very drab, very beige room
kinda
with
stuffy
brochures lining the walls and, you know, maybe some little lady sitting behind a round desk that may or may not be able to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to really break the mold of what people thought of a visitor information center and really make it more interactive, give it more of a wow factor, as I said. So throughout the building, anybody that comes would notice very interactive displays, very vibrant graphics highlighting our many attractions throughout the county, many of our partners that we have. We've got a great little gift shop that we affectionately call the Purely Polk Marketplace because we like to highlight Polk produced products such as Haven Coffee Roasters here in Winter
Haven. I was just about to mention them.
Davis's of Dundee, which is an old staple of Polk County, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Webb's Fudge, Webb's Goat Milk Fudge out in Haines City. Layton's Honey, which is bottled right there in Haines City as well. So there's a number of different products that we
offer. Which is really cool.
It gives our visitors the opportunity to bring home a memory of Polk County, unique to Polk County, if they don't have the opportunity to visit those respective establishments on their journey here with us. So we are changing that every single year, trying new things. We just brought on Rafa's Natural with some of their products as well. So we're reaching out to our local shops and retailers to see if they're interested in partnering with us to bring
a cool opportunity.
Some of their product up there, and we've had great success with it. So we're going to continue that. But throughout the rest of the building, visitors have the opportunity to see what it's like to visit one of our 554 lakes here in this county with bass and bluegill and brim out in our little pond out back that we call our nature discovery dock.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a largemouth bass inside in a 500-gallon fish tank.
Wow.
That is cool to see. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves seeing, loves seeing her. Then we a few years ago, we put in a playground for the kids because obviously with Legoland Florida Resort, our target audience kind of changed and morphed more towards families. So we wanted to cater to those families and give the kids an opportunity to blow off some steam if those families have come into market via car, which we get a lot of drive traffic. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you know Jillian Fazio as well. She's a local muralist.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
She last year painted a beautiful mural on the side of our building. That is a massive welcome sign that acts essentially as a billboard for us as visitors are coming south on Highway 27. They see that beautiful mural welcoming them to Polk County as they make their way south into Polk County there from Davenport. And then, of course, beyond our incredible staff that we have up there as a resource, our local experts, if you will, we are home to the USA Water Ski and Wake Sports Hall of Fame and Museum as of last year. So there's something for everyone at our visitor center. We love when our locals come in and tell us before they leave, you know, I never knew there was this, or I never knew there was that, and this is amazing. When my family and friends come down, I'm bringing them here first thing so we can get all the information. And that's what it's about for us.
Right.
You know, we know through our market research that 49% of our visitors have indicated that they're coming to Polk County to visit their friends and family. So we want to reach out to those friends and family that live here in Polk County so they know that we have, or they have, that incredible resource of our staff and the Welcome Center so they can provide a great experience for their friends and family when they come into market. I mean, we really want our locals to act as ambassadors for Polk County and Visit Central Florida and have all the necessary resources to ensure when their friends and family come, they stay here.
We prevent
those leakages out into our neighboring counties and keep that money here in Polk County.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, when I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, I just had no idea that half the stuff was even there, you know? So whether you're a resident or a visitor, I mean, there's something in there for you. So I thought I was definitely wowed. It was not a beige, drab old lady sitting there just not sure where to tell you where to go. I mean, it was not that. You walk in and it's very open and it's very bright, very inviting. So you guys have done a great job.
Got a plane coming out of the wall and everything.
I mean, it's super interactive.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was thoroughly impressed 15 years ago when I walked into that building. And you know, I enjoy it every single day walking into that building and meeting people that are literally on vacation. They're happy.
Right.
You know, they're looking for fun stuff to do, and we get the opportunity to make sure they have a great experience while they're here in Polk County.
Yeah, well, so you guys are definitely providing a perfect atmosphere to do that.
Awesome. So, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 5 of our podcast. From stopping a heart attack in its tracks to treating a stroke at the first sign of symptoms, Advent Health is ready for every emergency. And with various locations around Polk County, Advent Health makes it convenient to access award-winning emergency care 24/7. So when minutes matter most, you never have to delay getting the care that can save you or your loved one's life. To find an Advent Health ER near you, visit theerexperts.com. So you mentioned it a little bit ago, but you know, inside the visitor center, the Welcome Center, is the Water Ski Sports Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And the most recent time that I went was to get some footage of the Hall of Fame, just because I had never been there and I thought it'd be cool to feature on social media, which that's like a little sneak. I'm hoping to, you know, get that on our social media so people can see it.
Please.
Who don't know that it's there.
Yeah.
And when I went and I was getting all this footage, I was like absolutely blown away by how many things are in there and just kind of the scope of it, because you walk into the Welcome Center and you know, it's all big and bright, and then you keep walking in and it's kind of over to the left and you're like, oh my gosh, what is this? You know, and it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
So I wonder, Justin, if you could tell us a little bit about the background of that, you know, how, who thought of this? Like, how did this come to be?
Sure. So USA Water Ski and Wake Sports Foundation, the first museum opened in Polk County in 1980, I believe was the year. It opened right here in Winter Haven, over off of Overlook Drive was the first location.
Okay.
And then back, I believe, in the early 2000s, they moved locations out to Holy Cow Road off of I-4 in Polk City area, that big blue building that you see on the interstate. They were there for almost 20 years at that location. And then when the expansion started to take place out at the Lake Myrtle Sports Complex in Auburndale, there was really good traction to try and move the Hall of Fame and Museum out to where Elite Cable Park is.
Yes.
And Tantrums and all that area. So kind of create this hub of water sports, if you will, and have the museum and Hall of Fame out there. You know, fast forwarding, obviously that didn't come to fruition for one reason or another. But we understanding how important water skiing is to Polk County, we entered into a partnership with the foundation to give them the space within the Welcome Center to open up the new Hall of Fame and Museum. And it's just kind of worked out for us from a marketing standpoint because, like I said, it is very important to us. We've got 554 lakes, as I mentioned. Arguably, show skiing started here in Polk County, obviously with Cypress Gardens back in the 1930s and the Popes starting the ski shows out there. It just made too much sense to let the Hall of Fame and Museum stay irrelevant.
Right.
And so our organization, like I said, entered into that partnership, gave them the space, and brought that memorabilia up to the Welcome Center. Now, that is in no way, shape, or form the probably even half of what the the foundation has in terms of memorabilia.
Okay.
But obviously there was a finite amount of space of which we could use to display that. But I can tell you, since it opened in April of last year, April of 21, we opened it. Anybody that's gone into there, especially from the water skiing community, are thoroughly impressed with the amount of information and the amount of memorabilia we were able to get into such a small space.
Yeah, I mean, it's really impressive. When I walked in there, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much. You could be in there for hours if you like stopped to read every single thing. You know what I mean? Like,
there's
I was like, oh my
gosh,
you know, I was just kind of getting quick footage. But if you wanted to sit in there and really dig into it, you could be there for a while.
You could, you certainly could. There's a massive history of the sport through all the plaques. And, you know, if you take in all the Hall of Fame, all the Hall of Famers, the Award of Distinction winners, the Lifetime Achievement winners, we actually, a hallway in there is the International Water Ski and Wake Sports Federation Hall of Fame as well. But just a little background on water skiing and wake sports. It consists of nine different disciplines. Show skiing is just one of those nine disciplines.
Oh, wow.
So when we, in partnership again with the foundation in building out the museum in its current iteration, we wanted to make sure that all nine disciplines were represented in that space in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Understanding that show skiing and three event are the two biggest of the nine disciplines. They're probably going to have a larger footprint than the other seven. So we did our best, and I think we achieved it. Like I said, anybody that's associated with water skiing and wake sports has loved the space. The president of the foundation is blown away every time he comes in there and sees it. We've hosted, back in April of 21 when it opened, we actually hosted the Hall of Fame induction ceremony there at the Welcome Center.
That's
kind
special.
Of a ribbon cutting for the Hall of Fame and Museum. But we wanted to give those Hall of Famers the opportunity to actually formally be inducted as well, because obviously if 2020, they couldn't do it with the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it wasn't what the water skiers are necessarily used to. They're really used to the big open banquet and pomp and circumstance and all that good stuff. But I think our team really pulled it off. You know, we webcast it so anybody that couldn't come could see it.
That's cool.
And the Hall of Famers were very appreciative that they had the opportunity to at least, you know, walk down the aisle, get behind a podium, give their speech and thank who they wanted to thank as they're enshrined into that Hall of Fame and museum up there. So we're excited that it's there. It's a dynamic museum that changes constantly because, like I said, there's so much memorabilia.
That's what I was just about to ask. So with all that memorabilia, are you constantly switching things out and kind of keeping it fresh?
We try to. You know, I'll be perfectly honest with you that we haven't yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's only been a year, right?
Year and a half.
Year and a half.
Roughly.
Some people maybe haven't even gone out there yet since, you know, so...
Our intention is to do that now that we've gone through almost through the 100th anniversary of the sport now in 2022.
Right.
The worlds, as you mentioned earlier, are over, mm-hmm. kind of the capstone to the 100th anniversary.
Right.
So our intention now is before the next Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which is going to be mid-April of next year, is to kind of turn over some of that memorabilia. So when those Hall of Famers come back, there's some new stuff to see.
Right.
Obviously, there's some things that are going to stay, that need to stay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we've actually got the first water skis that were ever used by Ralph Samuelson 100 years ago in 1922.
It's amazing.
Those aren't going anywhere.
Right.
There's, like I
that
said,
that feels rather important.
Yeah, I think that needs to stay.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Hall of Fame plaques, the history of the sport, those plaques, stuff like that will stay. But right. there are definitely some displays within there where we can change some things out and freshen it up a little bit and keep it new and exciting for not only the water skiers, but any visitors that come in there as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, there are some things that I walked by. There's a little display for Easy to Love, the movie.
Yep.
I was like, that is so cute. What in the world? I don't know. They're just like little nuggets throughout. Then you're like, wow, I didn't know that. Or, oh, that's fun. I did know about that. And it's cool to see it in the, you know, in the museum itself.
Absolutely. You know, there's a business case, if you will, as to why Polk County and Winter Haven specifically are the water ski capital of the world. You know, that's kind of been our mantra this year for the 100th anniversary mm-hmm. of the sport. And that museum up there, along with the timeline, even the one you all have down in the breezeway as well, with all that incredible content throughout the years, really prove that case as to why we are the water ski capital of the world. We may not be the birthplace, but this is really where a lot of stuff started and a lot
where
of stuff
took
was
shape.
Able. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff took shape. Thank you.
I think
Cypress
we can
Gardens.
Be proud of that. Yeah,
absolutely. We should be.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we have a right to, you know, celebrate that. So I'm happy we've been able to do that in a lot of different ways. And I wanted to ask you, too, you know, you mentioned people who come in who are visitors, genuine visitors who come in. Are they always shocked to learn that Polk County and Winter Haven played such a role in water ski?
Yeah, believe it or not, because a lot of the visitors that come down to our market come from the Midwest, that Great Lakes regions.
Right.
Think Michigan, obviously with our tie to the Detroit Tigers.
Right. Yeah.
Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a ton of water ski clubs up there in that region.
Didn't even think of that.
Wisconsin itself has, I don't know how many lakes. I think they're the land of 10,000 lakes or something like that. Or maybe it's Minnesota. One of those. Don't quote me on that.
I won't because I don't know either.
but Wisconsin, specifically in the Wisconsin Dells, had a big show ski as well. Show ski show, if you will, for lack of a better phrase. Tommy Bartlett's up there in the Wisconsin Dells was one of the big four ski shows that kind of started everything. Obviously, Cypress Gardens was another one. Mm-hmm. SeaWorld was another one. Mm-hmm. And then Marine World out in San Francisco area was the fourth.
Okay.
So a lot of the visitors that come in from that region are think that, you know, they're kind of home to that. And Minnesota, rightfully, is the birthplace. That's where Ralph Samuelson did his thing back in July 2nd of 1922 on Lake Pepin in Minnesota, decided he was going to split a aquaplane in two and ride behind a boat and see what he could do. And
well, thank God he did, I guess.
There you have it. So yeah, I think a lot of people are very surprised. But when they see the Hall of Fame, they read that timeline with all that incredible content. They understand why we are inevitably the water ski capital of the world.
There's no denying it at that point.
No.
I'm telling you, if you're listening and you have never been there, you walk in and you're like, well, this'll do it, you know?
Absolutely.
Like that's explanation enough. So you guys have done a fantastic job over
Thank you.
So for locals who haven't seen it yet, is there anything that you'd like to say to them? Maybe encourage them to come see it? What would you say to the locals who haven't been to see it?
You know, I kind of take the same stance that I would on Polk County in general. There's probably something that you don't know.
That's true.
Even if you think you're talking to the Cypress Gardens ski team advocates, if you will, there's probably something that you're not aware of within the sport of water ski and wake sports. And obviously, Cypress Gardens ski team, such a great organization here in Winter Haven, with what they do over on Lake Silver every month. But there's just so much in there, so much cool stuff to see, from the ski show at Cypress Gardens to the many the other ski shows that I talked about to the different disciplines. We've got such great talent. We talk about it a lot on our radio show, Sports Central, about the immense talent that comes out of Polk County within sports. But water skiing is no different to the typical field sports or the court sports, if you will. you know, with a guy like Parks Bonifay, who's a world-renowned wakeboarder. Zane Schwenk, again, yeah. a world-renowned wakeboarder.
Yeah. We had him on the podcast too, actually.
So you're probably surprised to know that they have come from Polk County, have come from this area, mm-hmm. and have really sown their oats, if you will, within water skiing and wake sports here on the waters in Polk County. You know, there's certain names that I knew of growing up, but I never really knew their impact within the water skiing and wake sports until I had a thorough understanding of mm-hmm. the Hall of Fame up there
right.
as I was going through that process to help build it out. I will tell you, kind of a cool thing that we have there in the Hall of Fame, kind of in a real quick story about it, there is a gentleman named Harold Cole. He was actually out at the Worlds this past weekend. He actually makes like Adirondack chairs out of old Cypress Garden skis.
No kidding.
And skateboards out of old Cypress Garden skis.
That's cool.
So he was there selling his stuff, which is really cool.
It is.
Back in 1984, he pioneered what's called a Mobius, which is a backflip off of a jump, but a backflip with a 360 in it. So it's
okay.
something that I would never attempt.
Also me. Nope, you're not going to see me do that.
But he pioneered that move back in 84. And as he was skiing at SeaWorld, in the ski show there at SeaWorld, he was asked to be in the movie Jaws and perform that what? Trick in the movie.
Really?
So as he was practicing, well, let me back up. He did it. He first did the Mobius with cutoff skis. So they're short skis
oh, okay.
from what you would typically right. ski on as a yeah. jumper. As he was practicing for Jaws, he was practicing on regular jump skis. Well, one day when he was practicing, he didn't quite land it correctly with the longer skis mm-hmm. and ended up really tearing up his ankle to the
Ooh.
Point where he could no longer be in the movie.
Sad day.
Wow, wow. Yeah.
yeah.
But his cutoff skis that he first pioneered the Mobius on are in the Hall of Fame.
That's cool.
So along with, there's a story there next to his skis about that, everything I just mm-hmm. said about him and the potential.
Now that you're saying that, I actually, it's kind of like jogging my memory. I think I remember seeing those.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So something different, something cool that ties it back to kind of mainstream for people with the movie Jaws. And it's like, wow,
right.
I didn't realize that. Water skiing, you know, they really reached out to somebody to be in a major blockbuster movie at the time, like Jaws.
That's crazy.
There's different things like that are
right.
up there that you just don't, you wouldn't even think would be a part of something like Jaws or anything else. So,
right. I mean, even as a resident of Polk County / Winter Haven, I mean, just because you're a resident doesn't mean you know everything. You know, like I would have never known that little fact, and what a fun fact it is, you know.
It's different.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, there's other things up there that you'll see, like Johnny Carson came to Cypress Gardens back in his heyday and skied on two guys as skis and different things like that.
Yeah.
yeah, it's really fun, really cool stuff to see. The water skiers are a different bunch. They love to have a good time, and it shows
mm-hmm.
especially when they're on the water.
Absolutely. So, Justin, what is your favorite thing about the Water Ski Hall of Fame?
Wow.
And there's a lot in there. I don't know how you're going to answer that.
That is a very good question. Probably one of the coolest things that I like about water skiing and wake sports, and I got the opportunity to see one of the best do it this past weekend out at the Worlds, is hydrofoil. So it's also called like a sit ski, if you will.
Okay.
But Gino Yockler, who's local here to Winter Haven and Polk County, is arguably the best in the world at it. He's in the Hall of Fame for it.
Okay.
His picture's up there in the hydrofoil display mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. But it's the tricks that you're able to do while you're sitting down on a ski, essentially strapped to our listeners can't see this, but you're strapped to a board as you're sitting
okay.
down, and then what comes underneath that ski is basically another ski.
Oh,
so
I think I know what you're talking about.
There's like a bar that connects it,
uh-huh.
and you ride around, and the stuff that those guys and girls are able to do on a hydrofoil is unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was even cooler to see in person this past weekend out at Worlds
mm-hmm.
As they were part of the acts for different teams mm-hmm. or different countries out there. So that's one really cool display. We've got actually a lot of record-holding jump skis. That are up there as well. And
mm-hmm.
the jumps are another thing that was fun to watch because I'm jealous and envious at the same time that those guys and girls can do that stuff. Because you can't, sure. You couldn't pay me enough to let alone get on a water ski, go over a jump.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
It's a tall order for me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. But there's so much stuff. It's tough to pick.
Yeah. I get that. There is a lot in there for sure.
Yeah. It's a really cool museum to check out. So I encourage anybody and everybody to come see it, especially if you're local to Polk County and have a appreciation for water skiing and wake sports. I mean, it's the only one in the country, so why not come check it out?
Yeah, I was going to say even more of a reason to come see it, really.
Yep.
Well, Justin, is there anything that we didn't cover that you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, wow. That is a very open-ended question.
Yes, it is.
Well, I want to encourage the listeners to just come check out the Welcome Center if you haven't already. Much like you said earlier, Bree, it's a great resource.
Absolutely.
For our locals here in Polk County. We do a number of different special events throughout the year that are just a great opportunity to come up, hang out, get a better understanding of the resources that are available there at the Welcome Center, meet with our staff, enjoy the day. Our next event is actually this Saturday. We're hosting our annual fall festival event.
Oh, that fun.
Is affectionately called the Jack-O-Lantern Jubilee.
Love it.
That'll be out there this weekend. We do a number of different events, though, throughout the year. It's just that opportunity to welcome our locals, welcome right. our residents. Any visitors that happen to be in market, they're obviously welcome to come out as well. Mm-hmm. But it's a great chance for our team to engage with them on a deeper level mm-hmm. and educate them really on what there is to see and do in yeah. Polk County, because that's what it's about for us.
Right.
You know, that education aspect. Our mission at Polk County Tourism Sports Marketing or Visit Central Florida is to put heads in beds and make cash registers ring. And my team and I live in that second part of that and making cash registers ring. Mm-hmm. So if we are able to get one family, one person to stay longer and spend more money in Polk County, then we're doing our job. So obviously we want to make sure it's more than one person or one family.
Right.
But, you know, we love talking about what there is to see and do here in Polk County and Winter Haven especially, because there is so much history and there's so much diversity. I mean, Polk County is 2,000 square miles. There's a lot to see and do.
Right.
There's no reason that you can't stay here and go play elsewhere for a day, maybe, if you really want to.
Uh-huh.
And we've got tickets for those other places to go play.
Yeah, exactly.
So come see us and get those tickets as well. But Polk County has got a lot to offer from affordability and diversity and calmness, if you will, for lack of a better term, compared to our neighbors. So
absolutely.
It's a great place. We love it. I love going to work every day. Like I said, I get to talk to people on vacation. My staff's incredible. They love what they do, and it shows on a daily basis. So, you know, we're open 360 days a year, seven days a week, mm-hmm. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So come say hi.
So there's no excuse. You guys are open. The people should be knocking down your door to
absolutely.
Come visit.
Absolutely.
You guys are obviously doing a wonderful job, and it was great to see so many people in Winter Haven this past week / weekend. For the tournament, you know, and hopefully those people who came to visit will see the things that you're talking about, you know, all of the amazing reasons why you should live, play, stay, and work in Winter Haven / Polk County.
Sure.
You know, and hopefully that was apparent to them. And obviously that would be in huge part on you guys for, you know, being a huge part in putting that together and you know, obviously, Visit Central Florida, Main Street, City of Winter Haven, there are a lot of players who are involved, but obviously you guys have had a very heavy hand in putting all this together. So we're obviously very grateful, and our downtown businesses are thankful because obviously we benefit from those things.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take that opportunity, mm-hmm. if you don't mind, Bree, to thank you all at the Chamber, to thank Main Street Winter Haven for your partnership in putting on the event last week. You know, we... kind of an inside joke for our organization is to roll out the red carpet, not the red tape. And, you know, we couldn't do something like that without the incredible partnerships of you all here at the Chamber and Main Street Winter Haven and the businesses downtown. We were able to really put Winter Haven on the world stage. And I think we rolled out the carpet. We had rave reviews from everybody that attended this past weekend out there. And this is an event that is only takes place every 2 years. And it moves throughout the world.
It's crazy.
So for it to be on Little Lake Silver in Winter Haven, Florida, is incredible. You know, we welcomed individuals from Belgium, Sweden, Germany, Australia.
It's crazy.
Canada, mm-hmm. Mexico was here performing exhibition shows. Mm-hmm. So it was fantastic to be able to put Winter Haven on the world map, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And especially for something as near and dear to the hearts of Polk Countyans and Winter Haven residents as water skiing. So it was a long week, but it was a fun week. And I think Winter Haven and Polk County are going to continue to reap the benefits.
I think so.
For years to come.
Well, Justin, we appreciate you and your team and the Visit Central Florida team for all the work you guys put in. Because, again, like we just said, there were a lot of benefits to having all those people here in Winter Haven and Polk County. So
absolutely.
I know you're tired and your team is tired. So I hope you guys get some much-needed rest soon. But, obviously, we appreciate the investment you guys have made. And, obviously, you know, like you said, we'll reap those benefits and it'll be something great. So to our listeners, make sure you check out the Welcome Center.
Please.
It's fantastic. If you get a chance to see the Sports Hall of Fame, I mean, they've done a fantastic job over there. And if you need anything, this is a great resource. So you can definitely go there, and Justin and his staff will be excited to help point you in the right direction. So thanks for being on the podcast, Justin.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I love the opportunity to talk about Polk County any chance we get. And to do it on this podcast is pretty cool. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Low Payment Kings, powered by the Mahalik Auto Group, is proud to be sponsoring Season 5 of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hello, I'm Alex Mahalik. The Mahalik Auto Group is a family-owned and operated business, first founded in 1966 in Michigan by Ralph Mahalik Sr. The family opened Winter Haven Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in 1991 and continue to expand in Polk County. We are now running 3 additional dealerships, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at Posner Park, Lake Wales, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven. Not only are the Low Payment King teams dedicated to finding you the perfect vehicle, we are also focused on building strong relationships within the community and treating our vehicle buyers like family.
We'd like to thank today's podcast guest, Justin LaFaire with Visit Central Florida. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.